Well, good afternoon. My name is Tracy Fujikane. I'm a two-star crown with Purium. I'm calling in from Pearl City, Hawaii, and it is my privilege to be hosting tonight's Meet the Owners call. We're going to be introducing a woman who is really near and dear to me and to all of us, really. She's someone I got to meet when we first got started in this business, and meeting her along with Dave has been really amazing. And she's someone I'm happy to call a friend, but she is so amazing. I just want you guys to know that she's really the machine behind the scenes, you know, that guy behind the green curtain, that is Amy Renner. She is so incredible. You know, Dave is the visionary, and he brings all of this magic to the table, and she's the one who has to actually make it happen. So I would love to introduce Amy Renner to you. She's a mom with a mission. It's her dream to get a million moms to join Purium's Real Food Revolution and teach families in this busy day and age how to avoid sacrificing health for convenience. And you can also follow her on Facebook at Our Million Mom Movement. So I would love to bring on the line Amy Renner.
Thank you so much, Tracy. That was so nice. And I'm so happy to be here tonight. I don't get to do the calls very often anymore. There's so many things going on behind the scenes here at the corporate office that Dave's been handling most of the calls. But I am really happy to be on the line tonight. I miss connecting with you guys weekly. So I got to get on here at least once a month, you know, going forward. But I love what you said in the introduction about the real food revolution. We are so looking for people to join our real food revolution. And if you've heard me on prior calls, I always like to start the call with a quote. And I found a quote tonight. I looked it up and it said, and it really hit home for me. It says, revolution is not a one-time event. And I'm like, wow, of course. You know, it's so simple. It makes so much sense. Revolution is not a one-time event. This real food revolution is not something that you think about one time. It's something that you think about or that you need to be thinking about over and over and over again in your life. It's really much more of a lifestyle, even more so than a revolution. And so there's something that I get to talk about tonight and that I've been working on behind the scenes here more lately, and that's something so near and dear to my heart, and that is the Million Mom Movement. And the reason it's so near and dear to me is I do have two little girls, so I'm super proud of my little girls, age 6 and 7. They're actually not so little anymore, but, you know, when I was a new parent, I was confused. I didn't really know what to do, and I'd been doing nutrition at that point 15, 16 years. And so in a minute, I'll get some kind of my personal story and how it started out, but I was way advanced in the game. I've been learning about this since my late teens and early 20s. I should know what to do to give the very best things to my kids, and I was still confused. And so then I took a step back and said, well, gosh, what if I'd never been exposed to nutrition? What if my career had taken me in a completely different path? And what if I was a teacher, or if I was a business person, not in health, or whatever it may be, and I hadn't been exposed to this? Then where would I be if I'm confused now after doing this for 15, 16 years? And so when you become a parent, I think all parents out there would agree that your number one responsibility is to keep your kids safe. And you spend all this effort and energy reading books and searching online. You find the most perfect daycare or caregiver or school for your kid. You read and you go to Babies R Us and you look at all the car seats and you read the safety rating because you want to put your kid in the very best protection possible in the car. You always make them wear their seatbelt. You tell them endless times, are you buckled up before you start the car? But you know what? We don't think about food in the same category as we do when it comes to safety and well-being of our children. And so that's what this Million Mom Movement is all about. I want people to elevate the choices that they make about food and put them in the same category that they would put of putting their child in a car without a seatbelt or giving them to a stranger to watch. And so most of us, a parent, we would never do that, but we just don't put our food choices that we make for our kids in that same category. So that's what this Real Food Revolution. That's what this Million Mom movement is to me. It's to elevate the seriousness, if you will, of the consciousness about our food choices. Because we typically, when we think about food, we typically just think of food as safe. Food is something that nourishes our body. Food is something that we must have to survive. We need energy. We need calories. And so when our kids are little, we're running around behind them saying, oh my gosh, you're going to drop something on the floor. There's something on your food. And we're saying, if it hits the floor, you can't eat it. But we're not nearly as concerned as what is in our food. And so again, it's a shift in thinking that is what this movement, that's what this Million Mom movement, that's what this educational movement is all about. It's not just about what's on the food that could be dangerous, like did it get dirt on it? Is there hair on your food? You don't want to eat anything that's been on the floor. There could be germs on your food. But let's take a deeper dive into what's in your food. And that is equally, if not more, scary than what could be on your food. And it's just something that we don't think about on a conscious level all the time. And that's what we're here to change. Because years ago, 100 years ago, food was food. Food was grown in the ground. There were no chemical fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, defoliators, things like that. Food was food. And it was grown locally, and there wasn't a certified organic. Everything was organic. And so food nourished our body. Food digested in our body. Food had reacted in our body in a completely different way than it does today, because today's food is overprocessed. It has pesticides, herbicides, artificial ingredients to prolong the shelf life. It has colors. It has flavors. It has so many things that have been made in a lab, not by Mother Nature, not by God. And so your body really is very confused in knowing what to do with those non-food ingredients, non-foods that are calling themselves foods. Years ago, Dave used to coin them as frankenfood. It looks like a man, but it's not. It's a monster. Well, these frankenfoods, they look like foods. They deceive us. They trick us, but they're not. They're really like little monsters invading our systems, and we're not, for the most part, even conscious of it, that the risk that we're putting ourselves to. So that's what this movement is all about. This movement is just to expose that we need to elevate those decisions that we make. We don't need to make a radical swing. That's not what we're here for. That's not what we're here for at all with Purium. We never judge people. I always tell people, nudge your friends, nudge your contacts, nudge the people that you meet on the street, nudge them into making better decisions, and don't judge them. Because the minute we start judging people, we lose them. So we want to, I use a word sometimes, I call it a carefrontational approach. We want to confront somebody, but we want to do it with care, and we want to do it with love, and to point out that they just need to change the way that they think, because this is such an important and integral decision. Now, the beauty with Purium, because we're all here in this Purium family, is that we have organic, whole food, non-GMO, no chemical, no additive foods at our fingertips. So we have a whole line of products that's easy to go to that you can feel completely certain that you're giving your body, that you're giving your child, you're giving your family the very best that there is to give. But if you're just meeting someone on the street, people come up to me all the time and they say, well, I want to be part of the Million Mom movement, but I'm not exactly sure how. I'm not sure tangibly what to do to get people involved. And maybe they're not quite ready to join Purium yet. And so I want to just introduce them to the Million Mom movement. I want to introduce them into making better food choices. And so they're motivated. They think they're ready, but they're not quite sure what to do. And so I tell them all the time, this is the way I approach it, is there's a good, better, and best. So if you can remember that phrase, good, better, best, there's always a good, better, and best choice. And those good, better, and best choices for me might be completely different than for you. I've been doing this nutritional journey for over 20 years. Maybe you just started. Maybe you've been doing it at a much stricter pace than I have, so a good, better, best for you is totally different than it is for me. So what I'm saying is good, better, best does not have to be static. It does not have to be exactly the same for everyone. And it gives people that flexibility to make their own decisions and feel good about what they're doing if they're not ready to jump in with both feet. So let me give you a little example about a good, better, best scenario. So say, and this is what I do with my kids all the time, because we teach, they've been teaching this for a long time, that if you have a accumulation of good, better, and best, if you have an accumulation of better and best, those are like deposits in the bank. And so if you are saving your money when you're doing your chores as a kid, you're earning your allowance, you're saving your weekly allowance, you build up a piggy bank. You build up a bank account of credits, of allowance. And so then you can tap into that. You can tap into that and you can splurge and you can buy something that you normally would never have the resources to buy. Well, the good, better, best scenario with food choices, with phytochemistry, with nutrition, it's exactly the same. It is a bank account just like your allowance when you are a kid. If you accumulate good, better, and best choices in the bank, every once in a while you can make a poor choice and you're still okay. But imagine it's just like someone getting into credit card debt and having to go bankrupt. If they're making poor and bad choices all the time, you are not replenishing with good, better, and best choices, there's nothing left. You tap into your reserve that you have, it's all gone. And that's when disease can come in. That's when your body is not thriving. It's not functioning at an optimal level. So what I teach my kids is anytime you're presented with a situation, analyze the situation and say, what are my good, better, and best options? And then pick from those. Try to avoid the bad option and pick a good, better, or best option. Now, what's awesome is with Purium, you're always in the better or best realm. And so if you incorporate Purium in your daily lives with your kids and with yourself and all of your family, you are building up those credits. Because I do tell you, to always get in the better or best realm, it takes time and it takes energy and it takes effort to make those better and best choices all the time, because sometimes you maybe don't have fresh XYZ and you have to go to the store. Maybe you don't have organic, whatever it may be. You have to go to the store, and that takes effort, energy, and resources. Well, if you have Purium in your cabinet, if you have Purium in your pantry, and you do a power shake every day in the morning, and you do a coffee cherry every night before you go to bed, you have accumulated two of those best choices a day. And so the choices that you make in the middle aren't as important. Of course, you always want to make the right or the better choice, but it's not as important if you've already set the stage for the day with the best choice. And so that's what I like to do with my kids. That's what I like to do with myself, is always make sure that you're starting the day and you're ending the day. You're sandwiching your day with the top quality nutrients, that you're giving your body what it needs to survive. And so I'm busy. My kids are busy. My kids got, at the end of the year, they didn't want me to pack their lunch anymore because it wasn't as cool as buying their lunch. And I know the lunch that they get at their school, it's not perfect. It's not necessarily what I would exactly want for them. But you know what? They wanted to sit in. And so I surrounded them with something excellent in the morning and something excellent at night. And because I did that, it was okay. But I've educated myself to know. And that is what the Million Mom Movement's about. It's about just an educational awareness. Is really what I would call it, an educational awareness to get you just to change, to shift the thinking a little bit on how you look at food and how they, understanding how the foods affect your body and so and your children's behavior for the most part. You know, we all hear the stories. We talk about, please don't give them sugar and then send them home to me and they're going to act like little wild Indians. Well, so we know it. We joke about it. We laugh about it. We've experienced it. But sometimes, like, we don't even learn our own lessons. You know, we know what artificial colors will do. We know that artificial colors with a whole bunch of sugar, you go to a birthday party, you have cake with tons of icing and all these artificial colors, and then your kid acts crazy. You know, when they come home from the party, they're all revved up. Well, that's the sugar rush. We all know that, but we sometimes forget that. And so the Million Mom Movement is about just keeping those concepts fresh in the front of your mind and making educated choices and talking to your kids about eating cleaner, eating greener, rejecting those things that are like Frankenfoods that really aren't foods at all. They're just disguised to look like foods, and that really can trick your body into doing things that are not optimal for it. So we have a little pledge here at the Million Mom Movement. It says, I pledge to defend the health of my family and myself. I pledge to reject GMOs, genetically modified organisms, artificial ingredients, trans fats, and overprocessed foods. I pledge to educate myself, read labels, and lead by example. That is huge because even if your kids are not exactly following you, say you've got a little older kids or very strong-willed kids that say, well, I'm not going to do that. But you know what? It has been proven in scientific literature that you are, the parent is the greatest influence on their child, leading by example, whether it be good or bad. And even though they may not follow you today, the propensity for them to do that in the future is huge. So if they don't drink the green drink today, okay, well, so be it. Let's get cherry down and let's start with cherry. Let's start with something that's more palatable for them. Let's mix it with apple juice. Let's make it fun and let's make it palatable. But you keep drinking that green drink every day and they're going to see that and they're going to see you leading by example, making these good, better, and best food choices. And then they will follow suit. Even though they may not be following suit today, they will follow suit. So lead, please lead by example. And read the labels to your kids. It is so crazy that if you talk about this stuff with your kids, and this is something that was never talked about when I was a kid. I didn't know anything. Never interacted with my parents about things like this at all. But if you talk to your kids about these artificial ingredients, if you read a label together, pull out a cereal box, pull out something, and just read it together. And, you know, it's funny, like my daughter will go, Mom, that has red dye 40 in it. And so if she's at a friend's house or if we've bought something, she doesn't exactly know what she's reading, but she knows that it's something that you should do and that it's good for you to do. So I highly encourage everybody to just talk to your kids, make casual conversation, but bring up these concepts. Read, you know, it's an even funny exercise to take those artificial ingredients that are like 8 syllables long and try to read them together, try to pronounce them together, and then have the conversation. If it takes that many syllables to describe something, do we really need to be eating that? Because I thought that God and Mother Nature put things out there like apples and sugar and, you know, dairy and things like that have just a couple syllables. That's what God and Mother Nature put out there for us, not hydro, whatever, propyl, blah, blah, blah. And so it's an actually fun exercise to take some time in the summer just to go through a label with your kids and just to talk about it. And then the last part of the pledge is I understand that my actions today will positively impact the health, future generations, and I am committed to sharing the mission until we are over a million moms strong. And so that, again, that's just the shift in thinking that what you do today, it's not just about today. It's not just about when your kid is 2 or 3 or 5 or 8. And you say, well, they're super healthy. Nothing's going to affect them. It's not about that at all. It is the accumulation of those choices. And so I'll tell you a little story about myself. You know, nutrition was not something that really was talked about in my family at all. I had really great parents, stay-at-home mom, cooked every meal, but we did, you know, have a lot of sweets. Being from Texas, we had a lot of sweets, and I ate a lot of meat and a lot of carbs. My vegetables were mashed potatoes. And so a lot of you know this, but, you know, I got into health because I had very, very bad skin. I had very, very bad acne. And it had really affected who I was, and it really had affected my whole 4 years of high school. So it really took a toll on me. And, you know, my parents took me to doctors. We did the tetracycline. We did the Retin-A. We did all of that stuff. And so they were doing everything that was in their consciousness that they knew to do, but they didn't know about nutrition. They didn't know that that was a vehicle that could get their daughter out of a painful place. And so, again, that is why this Million Mom Movement is so personal to me, because I have experienced it being a kid. And so, yes, I was safe. I was in the car seat. I was not getting run over. I wasn't necessarily hanging out with the wrong people. They weren't leaving me with a babysitter they didn't know. They were keeping me safe. They kept me safe. But at the same time, because they didn't know and we weren't talking about it, I developed this horrible acne, and it's pretty much all attributable to my diet and to my lack of elimination. But nobody's asking those questions. So although I was safe, I was having a horrible time in high school. I was in a very painful place because of it. And so that is where the passion comes from, that we have to get people thinking about this as early as possible, because, you know, you can't always reverse things. Now, granted, we want you to start as soon as you become enlightened to it. Start using Purium products. Start making those good, better, best choices. But for our children, the ones that we are in charge of protecting and that we would give our life to make them healthy and happy and safe, we have to add the food choices into the equation. It is just as important as all the other safety and risk assessments that we do for them. And so that's what the Million Mom Movement is all about. It is a very personal to me. Having these products here at Purium that are an easy and convenient and economical and valuable option, so you don't have to put those lots of time, effort, and resources going to, you know, certain supermarkets all the way across town to get that organic or non-GMO or pesticide-free option. We offer that here right at Purium. That is what Dave and I have been doing for 20 years, is making those choices easy and available so you can have them consistently. You can make those better and best choices every day of your life. Now, if you're still a little bit confused and I just talked in circles, please like our Million Mom Movement page on Facebook. We started a blog where we're talking about these issues. We've talked about the issues in general of food additives. We have a blog post about red dyes and the detrimental health effects that red dyes can have on you. And I did want to talk, I wanted to mention briefly for just a minute, because this has been an end for me with parents of the kids in my kids' classes and at my kids' school, is that the kids are always out on the field, they're playing sports, they're extremely active, and so I see a lot of kids with Gatorade. I see a lot of kids, at parties with fruit punch, and I see a lot of kids with what flavor do they always want to grab? They always want to grab the red or the blue on the Gatorade, and both of those have a lot of artificial colors in them, whether it's Powerade, Gatorade, whatever the sports drink may be. And so I often will bring what I call cherry lemonade sports drink. I mix it at all the birthday parties that we have, any parties that we have where kids come over to the house, and any time that we go to the park or are having like some type of athletic event, I make cherry lemonade with ionic elements. And so talk about a healthy, natural, amazing way to introduce Purium to people that otherwise wouldn't know anything about it. And it's a very non-judgmental, non-threatening way to bring it in and to bring up the subject of, do you know the dangers of red dye? Have you heard how your body metabolizes red dye? And it's just, and so look, I have this as an amazing alternative, and the kids love it. The kids love it and the parents love it. And so I've, probably sold more bottles of cherry just from doing that, and they much prefer that, and it's amazingly healthy for them. And that has been my gateway to people that I wasn't quite sure how to approach. I wasn't ready for a full transformation conversation with them, but cherry lemonade as a sports drink is has been the bomb, has been the hit for me as an icebreaker, moving into the Million Mom movement. But I wanted to let everybody know to please go on Facebook. There's a Million Mom Movement page where we have blog posts as well as we have recipes. So as we try a recipe out on the kids, and Madeline and Addison like it, and it passes the Million Mom Movement, the Dave Sandoval, test. We put it up, and it's just some really easy and fun and kid-approved recipes, because everybody loves sweets. Everybody loves a treat, and so I always say treat, not cheat, when you're making these good, better, and best decisions. But, faith that the kids like treats, and so it's really nice to have some really good options that use Purium products, use fresh fruit, fresh ingredients, organic ingredients that you can go to. So I really encourage you to do that, like the Million Mom Movement on Facebook. And and please friend me as well on Facebook. It's under Amy Venner Hamby. So it looks like our time is just about up. It's been really fun being here with you tonight. And I really look forward to getting back with you in, before the summer's up, for sure. So thanks so much for tuning in tonight, and I look forward to being here again soon.